1 kilometer long by a half a kilometer wide. Of the 142 bomb craters, every one was inside the village perimeter. In the surrounding fields, we didn't see a single demolition bomb crater, only unexploded anti-personnel bombs. There is no question in my mind that the Air Force can bomb as accurately as it claims, and no question about what they are trying to hit. Half the village had been razed to the ground, but today, a month later, much of it was being rebuilt. Aside from the village cadre who told us the history of that night, we met and spoke with two individuals. One was an old man, 70 years old. There had been 17 people in his family. 10 were killed, 7 seriously wounded. Of those killed, only one body was sufficiently intact to identify. He, like all the others we've met, spoke with great admiration about the progressive American people who support the Vietnamese. The other was a boy of 13 years. 8 in his family were killed, both parents, 2 grandparents, an aunt, and 3 brothers. He spoke again and again of his desire to grow quickly so he could join the North Vietnamese Army and avenge the death of his parents and siblings. Quoc, our interpreter, who had relayed many such histories to us, broke into tears while translating the young boy's story. They insisted on getting us back to the guest house in Haiphong before 8 a.m. At 8:10 a.m., the planes came. We heard them only seconds after the siren sounded.
Our country, our people, has never done any harm against the American people. We only want to live freely in our country and in friendship with all the people in the world.
Haiphong, May 23rd, 11 p.m. Earlier today, we spoke to two young women who told us their stories from the night of April 16th. Both were factory workers who were in the district militia and assigned to anti-aircraft batteries. One had brought down an American plane. The other began her story by telling us that as a woman, she was not proud of her military exploits, but desired peace so she could live with her family in tranquility. On the night of the 16th, the bombing began before she could get to her gun emplacement. On the way, she heard screams coming from under some building wreckage. There she unearthed the dead bodies of 2 mothers of large families and some of their children. Later, she discovered the body of one of her close friends. It was cut completely in two. Imagine.
The American government, in more than 10 years since, has not seized its barbarous aggressions against our country, destroying our land, killing our dear ones, our men, our women, and children.
May 24th, midnight. We left the city of Nam Dinh about 8 p.m. for the 60-kilometer ride back home to Hanoi. Yes, after living there for only 3 days, it does feel like a home. The 2-lane highway was lined in many places with shacks made from mud and wood slats. These are the temporary quarters of all the people evacuated from the cities. Typically, the road runs parallel and about 20 feet from a canal. The 2 or 3 room shacks are built between the road and the canal. They are lit by kerosene lanterns or candle. The population from the cities is strung out in linear fashion along the road, so hurting them with bombs will be just as hard as bombing railroad tracks. Oh yes, saw a couple of trains rolling along tonight. Our lack of trouble on the roads, the 2 trains, and the hundreds of trucks that start moving after dark are measures of the DRVN supply problems resulting from the escalation. At one point, some villagers shouted something at our cars from the roadside, and immediately all 3 sets of headlights went out. The people had heard American planes. They can tell the difference between them and the MiGs by the sound. We stopped for a while, didn't hear anything, and then continued on without lights. Very strange, 3 government cars shooting down a road full of pedestrians, bicycles, trucks going in both directions, no lights anywhere, and no one hurt.
You have been listening to excerpts from the diary of Bill Zimmerman, who recently returned from North Vietnam. Our next program will present the concluding part of Hanoi Diary as Bill describes his meeting with 8 American POWs in Hanoi. This has been The Rest of the News.